you know, after about 40,000 sermons, I never heard anybody break it down to where really it completely explains everything. And so by the grace of God, God allowed me to see the whole thing, you know. And it's sad that the process takes so long if you don't have somebody that's willing just to tell you. And the reason I guess some of them might see it and don't tell you is because it's too much. It's too hard to believe. It's bad enough when a preacher says, you're born in sin, and everybody gets mad and says, I'm not a sinner. Yes, you are. You're born in sin. In sin did my mother conceive me, the Bible says. And so, you're born in sin. You're born in a 3D experience. And for somebody to give you this for free, I mean, this is free stuff, man. I'm telling you. This is free. ...40,000 sermons in my brain by the top teachers. And by the grace of God, I was able to put it all together, take all the puzzle pieces and see the whole pile, you know. And if you're getting something for free and it's sound doctrine, that's something to be praising God about. So it doesn't matter if you look at Ephesians, Galatians, Revelation, any book, any one of the 66 books, you're going to see the same pattern. There's an overarching pattern in the Bible. It's encoded in each book, each verse, each sentence. It's encoded everywhere. And for somebody to show that to you for free, and you just happen to come across the page, I mean, that's just a miracle, to be honest with you. It took me a lot of work. I had to give up everything. I mean everything, to see it. I did have to work the whole time, but that's all I wanted. I wanted to know the truth. Because you're going to face off with God one day. You're not going to face off with a man, a human. You're going to face off with a creator of the universe. And that's why I don't mind giving it out for free, because God gave it to me for free. I'll give it out freely. The truth will set you free. You want to see people get free, you know. So if you take each book, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, any of the books, you're going to see the same pattern. The overarching pattern is the energy of the flesh versus the power of the Spirit. The power of God versus man. The works of man versus the grace of God, the power of God. What Jesus did on the cross before the foundation of the world, the lamb slain. Now, why would the Bible say the lamb slain before the foundation of the world? but according to us, it appeared 2,000 years ago, 2,000 cycles ago. How's that possible? How's it possible when Jesus at the cross, the veil was rent over here somewhere else? How's that possible? Because there's no space and time. The only reason there's space and time is for the flesh mind to be converted to the spirit mind. So you need the word travel. The word travel is travail. So when you're traveling, you're going somewhere, right? And this is kind of funny. The people, The people who travel the most, you wonder if they have any truth. They're traveling, going here, going there. Do they have any truth? You know, it makes you wonder. Maybe that's why they're traveling, because they're trying to be birthed. You know, the more you travel, the more birthing. But anyway, maybe they need more birthing. But I've talked to a lot of people in my life, and I see patterns with people. Everybody has a pattern. And so the travailing is the birthing. So as you travel, as I'm driving down the road, it represents a process. I'm moving towards my destination. Each moment I'm being birthed towards my destination, the appearance of my destination. So stuff just appears, but there has to be a birthing process for it to appear. Like remodeling. So I'm going to do some remodeling, and I have the image in my mind, different parts of it, but it hasn't appeared yet. So the image is already in my mind, but there has to be some travailing, some blood, sweat, and tears before it appears. There has to be some action, some sacrifice. And so Jesus had to, so the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, there had to be a sacrifice. There had to be some cycles, some birthing cycles. And then when the day of Pentecost, that's when God sent back the Holy Spirit till Christ be formed in you, the Holy Spirit of Christ in you. But between the lamb slain before the foundation world and for it to appear down here in the material realm, that's the process. There has to be a birthing cycle before it appears. When the man and the woman have a baby, right? There's a conception, a concept, same word. There's a concept, conception. And so that conception starts the whole process. And then once the conception's there, there's cycles. There's development, turning, envelope, develop, envelope. To send in Spanish, NVR. So there's a, you're going forth, you're projecting forth what looks like space and time, but it's actually a destination in the spirit realm. It's already there. The lamb slain before the foundation world was already there. It just didn't appear until 2,000 years ago. You see what I'm saying? So there has to be some of the cycles before it appears, but you set the image in your mind, and there has to be a birthing process before it appears. Whatever it is, doesn't matter if it's, that's the pattern. But you have to step in it by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. So you have this image. I'm going to the store. So you step in it by faith and you walk to the store. But you're saved by faith, you walk by faith. So first, you believe that you can walk to the store. And then each step, you believe you can take the next step towards that destination. But the physical realm is just a pattern to show the hidden spiritual realm. And if God could have snapped his fingers and, you know, it was over. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world, he could have just snapped his fingers and said, oh, that's over, we're done. But he allowed the Mother Earth cycle for a reason. And one of the reasons is to separate the sheep from the goat, to separate those who have faith and those who don't. To separate, see, the human is so dumb. Think about it. You need cycles of time before you can comprehend. You can use the cycles for your advantage instead of being negative, you know, oh, I gotta go to work. Instead of being negative, use that job or whatever you're doing to catapult you to the next level. use the cycles to birth in that new state, that new state of awareness, that new state of consciousness, that new state of truth, that new state of being, that new financial state, that new debt-free state, that new remodel. Use the cycles to birth in that vision. It's a quantum world. It already has been. If you can envision it, it already has been. Now to step into it, it's going to be some sacrifices and pain, but it's just already there. Because that's the pattern that was set forth way long ago. So if God gives you a vision, without the vision, the people perish. If God gives you a vision, step into it by faith. And just keep going. And just keep going. And keep going. And see what happens. You're going to have some distractors. You're going to have some Jezebels and Delilahs trying to mess you up. But you just keep walking by faith. And you don't get distracted. You keep your focus.